Lucas, I'm going to ask you, having spent the day in the kitchen cooking from your fantastic book, if you wouldn't mind reading me the introduction, because it really, really moved me actually.
Oh, well, thank you. This was actually an introduction to a chapter which is called Things on Toast. So it's not the introduction to the whole book, but it goes like this. When I was little, I had a favourite picture book, Patrick by Quentin Blake. It told the story of a man who had a magic violin. And when he played, strange and beautiful things happened. Fish flew, cows danced in the fields, and a tramp blew fireworks from his pipe. The bit I liked most, the bit I've always vividly remembered, was the moment when the branches of an old apple tree were suddenly and gloriously filled with food. There were cakes, jellies, ice cream, and best of all, slices of hot buttered toast, which dripped into the open mouth of a small boy standing underneath. I wanted to be that boy. Toast was part of my hungriest imaginings. It was also a staple of our childhood tea times, a reward and comfort after the blustering walk from the school bus. There was toast and honey, toast and jam, toast and tomatoes, toast and beans, and sometimes my dad's greatest and perhaps only culinary invention, the instant pizza, toast topped with melted cheese and the tomato sauce from last night's spaghetti. Everything always tasted better on toast. I think it probably still does.
You know, your book is full of the most delicious recipes. They're simple, they're straightforward, but I wonder if those recipes, Lucas, aren't the things that were actually coming off the branches of that tree.
Gosh, well, I hope so. I mean, there were sort of all of the things were on there. There, you know, cakes and jellies and things. They all stuck with me. I mean, I've said before that memories of food and things that you've eaten, whether it was in childhood or on holiday or last week at a restaurant, they're when you're cooking, they're, you know, cooking is about partly about invention, but it's partly about recreation or recreating flavours or experiences or, you know, combinations. So hopefully, you know, hopefully those dripping, food dripping branches have sort of fed into there somewhere along the way.
I can't wait to carry on cooking from this. Thank
Oh,
you.
thank you.